Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At FNBC, we're more than just a bank. We're your neighbors, and we love to see our communities thrive. We proudly support local businesses and believe in reinvesting in the places we call home by providing the small business financial products and services to create efficiencies and maximize growth. We also feel strongly about giving back and showing up to lend a hand to our area nonprofits. Choose a bank that cares about the same things you do, your community. Your community and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we welcome you into the Berg Builders Halftime Show here on Class Kits 101.7. Matt Sharp joining you from the studio for the first part of our break as Mountain Home is leading Russellville by a score of 13-0. We'll hear more from Brad and Tobias about the first half and all the stats that they'll be giving you along with Barkley as well. But let's go ahead and take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A West, Shiloh Christian, who is currently ranked 10th in the state overall, third in Class 6A, and this is kind of a surprise here. Saints losing at home to Fort Smith Southside by a score of 10-0. That's the last score we had from the first quarter. Also tonight, Greenwood, who is ranked third in the state overall, number one in Class 6A, pretty much having their way with Solemn Springs tonight. Bulldogs up on the Panthers by a count of 42-0. That game, that was the score from the second quarter. And also, Lake Hamilton is leading Van Buren 13-0. That was the last score we had from the first quarter. On the local level, Yellow Summit playing at home tonight against Mountain View. It's actually a Yellow Summit's turkey trot game. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Last score we had from the first quarter, Salem was up on Atkins by a count of 8-7. In addition, Israel County playing at McCrory this evening. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Melbourne at Mayflower. Haven't seen an update there either. Harrison playing at home tonight against Clarksville. And let's see if there's an update on that game this evening. As of right now, there is not. Actually, there is. That game's already in the third quarter. Goblins up on the Panthers by a score of 14-0. Taking a look at the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned. Bryant, who's number one overall and in Class 7A, leading Pulaski Academy, actually trailing Pulaski Academy in the first quarter, 14-7. The Bruins currently ranked sixth overall and fourth in Class 7A. Conway, who is ranked second overall and in Class 7A, breezing so far past Cabot, 28-0 in the second quarter. Fayetteville, who's ranked fourth in the state overall, number three in Class 7A, leading Fort Smith Northside, 21-7. It is number seven, Benton, who is also number two in Class 6A, leading Sheridan, 7-0. That was the last score we had from the first quarter. Number eight, Rogers, who is also number five in Class 7A. Beating up on Bentonville West right now, 28-0 in the second quarter. And number nine, Bentonville, playing at Heritage tonight, over that game over in Rogers. And right now the Tigers leading by a score of 21-0. That was the last score we had from the first quarter. There was actually one game that was played last night in the top 10, and it was Little Rock Parkview, who was ranked fifth in the state overall, number one in Class 5A, just having their way with Hope. 72-0 was the final score from last night. We've already gone through all the games in the Class 7A Top 5 and the Class 6A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned. Number 4, Marion, hosting West Memphis this evening. Have not seen a score update on that game as of yet. And let's see. Also, in the last update we had, number 5, Little Rock Catholic, leading Jonesboro 6-0 in the first quarter. Looking at the Class 5A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 2, Joe T. Robinson, playing at home tonight against Whitehall. And let's see if there's an update on that one. There is. Robinson leading Whitehall by a score of 7-0 in the second quarter. Number 3, Valley View, playing at home tonight against Wynn. And it is the Blazers up on the Yellow Jackets 24-0 in the third quarter. Also, number 4, Hot Springs Lakeside, leading Texarkana 7-0 in the second quarter. And number 5, Morrilton, at home tonight against, playing tonight at Pea Ridge. And right now it is the Devil Dogs leading by a score of 14-6 in the second quarter. In the Class 4A Top 5, number 1, Elkins, playing at home tonight playing tonight at Lincoln. Have not seen an update on that one as of yet. Actually, there it is. Last score we had, first quarter, Elks leading by a score of 14-0. Number two, Arkadelphia, playing tonight at Fountain Lake, and it is the Badgers up 35-0 in the second quarter. Third-ranked Mills hosting Forest City this evening, and it is the Comets up 28-12. On the Mustangs. Fourth-ranked Warren is hosting Hamburg this evening, and it is the Lumberjacks up 20-7 in the second quarter. And number 5, Malvern, playing at home tonight against Ashdown. And let's see if there's an update on that game. Right now, there is not. Class 3A Top 5, number 1, Boonville, playing at Greenland and losing 7-6 in the first quarter. Second-ranked Prescott up on Camden Harmony Grove 28-0 in the second quarter. Number 3, Rivercrest, playing at home tonight against Hoxie. Have not seen an update on that one as of yet. Number 4, Fordyce, playing at Palestine Wheatley. Have not seen an update on that one as of yet either. Newport, who is tied for 5th, playing tonight at Osceola. And no update on that one yet. And also, Bismarck is tied with Newport for that number 5 ranking. They're hosting Falk tonight. I haven't seen an update on that one yet either. That's all the time we have right now. We're going to take a break, get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment. Again, our score at halftime. Mountain Home leading Russellville 13-0 here on the Berg Builders Halftime Show. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
TVs, but I think your stat of the night is the opportunities that Russellville has missed. Some of them caused by the defense, some of them self-inflicted. 2 missed field goals and a few inopportune drop passes.
Yeah. You're here on the Berg Builders Halftime Show. Experience the difference in a home built just for you. Discover your dream home with Berg Builders. It is halftime here. I'm going to try to, y'all, if you're watching on the cockpit cam, let's see if we can turn the light on here so you guys can see just how tight we are.
because we're in here.
We are three large men in the top.
I mean, we can't even get our knees up underneath the countertop here. We got batteries.
I mean, this countertop is full.
We're in a shed. We are in a shed.
it's amazing here.
In their defense, they're building something. They got some foundation pillars back there. It appears Russellville's working on doing some expansions to the press box, and unfortunately, it's just not done yet. But you know what? We're having a good time. We're leading right now.
We are set 13-0. Hope that missed extra point did not come back to bite us there. As they got blocked on the extra point. But I expect to see Mountain Home try to control that line of scrimmage a little bit more this second half. One, with Brantley being out, I think you're not going to throw the ball. I think you're going to have Barrett back there. We're trying to get a confirmation if Brantley's coming back in. I think they're going to assess him at halftime to see if he can come in. It's not a throwing shoulder. It's not an arm from what we've been told. He's in some pain on some things, but I think it's things that they're going to feel. I don't think they feel it's too major of an issue from what I've been told, but he is in some pain and unable to play right now. But I think you're going to see that running go up, and Mountain Home can continue to control that line of scrimmage, but I also think you're going to have to let Barrett throw that ball a little bit just to keep him honest.
For about 9 minutes here until kickoff of the second half, you're listening to the Berg Builders Halftime Show. Again, we really appreciate Jason and Ashley and their passion for our community. Guys, it's been all bombers so far.
I love it, guys. I'm getting all kinds of text here now. It's like, y'all are crammed in there like sardines. Thanks, Katie Hutchins. Listen to us. Brandy Jordan, are y'all sitting on each other's laps?
Almost.
I'll be honest. Yeah, it's really, really close, right? Really, really close.
So it's like all three of us are in a Volkswagen bug.
I feel like we're sitting in a porta potty together. It's a little too close for comfort. I'll be real honest with you.
I got my towel on. I'm sitting here sweating. I mean, we walked outside and it felt like the Arctic blast of cold air was out there. It's like, holy cow, it feels so good. But, you know, hey, as long as Mountain Home keeps winning, we can sit in this sardine box and we'll continue to have fun and call the game. Hit us up also on the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line. They have locations in Mountain Home and in Fayetteville. And it says, how many players does Russellville have on their team? Mark Kelly would like to know on that. And I, honestly, Mark, I would love to tell you the answer to that. Our roster that we have is pretty incomplete.
Even though it's four pages.
Four pages of – there is a lot of players on Russellville's team, but about half of them are not on our roster. So – yeah, if you can see,
that's what we get to work with.
That is there.
That's way too big a font for what we need, just to be honest. Can we not minimize that on one page? I'm just kidding.
No, I like the font. My old eyes are able to see it. But I mean, if you look at the numbers, find number 20 on there.
Oh, here. Let's let this.
He's gone.
It.
Number 20, not no there. 20. Right? Number 31. Do you see number 31 on there? Not there. But we got two 41s. Just in case we need that. But anyways, Mark, I don't know. I appreciate you hitting us up. We also got one. Y'all are three wide in a single cab Ranger.
Oh, I got a good one. I said that we play better man-to-man than Russellville.
It's like being in a deer stand. Golly. It's like all three of us are sitting in a deer stand.
Yeah, did any of y'all play basketball? Yeah, you know when you get off there, you just smell like sweat. I'm going to smell like that tonight from you guys. Yeah, it's bumping into me here. Well, we are going to take a short break here at halftime, this Berg Builder halftime. We will be back. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.